Hey, good morning, X-Village. Troy at Sundance Books and Music here to give you what's happening in the world of music for this week. We got some new stuff to talk about. The first one is a recording. It's the fourth album by an artist named Angel Olsen. And this record is getting a tremendous amount of press. It's called My Woman, and she has a very diverse set of influences on this record, including late 70s period Fleetwood Mac, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, early 70s glam rock a la T-Rex and David Bowie, and the sort of girl group stuff, some of the Shirelles and the Marvelettes and things like that from the 60s. So very diverse, and she's a great singer, and even the videos that have been made for the songs on this album have been directed or co-directed by her. So she's a very talented young lady with a great voice. I think you would really like this record, Angel Olsen with My Woman. Also, new in the store, kind of going back a ways, it's a recording by Leon Redbone. Listeners of a certain age will remember Leon as a fairly constant presence on Saturday Night Live during the 70s. And Leon is just one of these fun guys. It's him and a guitar. His influences, you know, early 20th century ragtime, jazz, blues, R&B are all fair game for Leon stuff. And he does all those old tunes and a few originals. And this is all early radio broadcast recordings, so really good stuff from Leon Redbone. Next up, it's new music from Pink Martini. Now, Pink Martini is going to be at the Grand Sierra on December 1st. And hey, you can come on down to Sundance and check out their great new album that I'm sure they're going to be playing at the Grand Sierra. That's called Je Dis Oui. And they have some of the singers that have been long associated with the group, like China Forms and Storm Large. And then also some guests like Rufus Wainwright. Always a good time with Pink Martini with their new album called Je Dis Oui. Last up, it's new music from Robert Earl Keen. Now, I know that Dead Air Dave was talking about this particular album on Roots Rock Revival over the weekend. It's the anniversary of his Live Dinner album, one of his most popular recordings that he's ever done. And this is a 2-CD extravaganza celebrating the 20th anniversary of that number 2 Live Dinner. And he's got some notable guests on here helping him out as well. And in particular, Joe Ely and Lyle Lovett. We're not hearing too much from Lyle Lovett lately, so it's nice that he's getting out and lending a hand on this new Robert Earl Keen Live Dinner reunion. Hot diggity dog. Good stuff. Now, also, on the last blurb, I told you about the record store day coming up on Black Friday. Just to remind you, all sorts of good limited edition vinyl, 10 inches, 7 inches, 12 inches, picture disc, colored vinyl, so good. So be sure and turn up for these limited edition goodies bright and early at 9 o'clock. And then the next day, we got Small Business Saturday happening. And we'll be participating with the Indies First festivities by having a bunch of our notable local authors coming in and signing copies of their books and connecting with the community. We got S.M. Hulse, Mark Maynard, Laura Wetherington, Lindsay Wilson, and Chris Koch all going to be in here between 1 and 2:30 to sign books and chat it up with folks. Come on down. Help support your indie stores on Small Business Saturday. For all this good stuff and more, come on down and check out the store right on the corner of California and Sierra for Sundance Books and Music. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.